Stage Dramas present The Road to Glory. This week's Front Page drama, The Road to Glory, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled Hid 23 Years in a Cellar, which appears in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Road to Glory is a dramatic story that might well have been written by a de Maupassant, Dumas, or any one of the great French novelists, except for the fact that this story is true. A story of life written on the pages of time by the cruel, remorseless hand of fate. It was spring of the eventful year of 1915, and all Europe re-echoed to the sound of marching feet. War, ruthless and devastating, was already claiming its deadly toll. Dennis Carroll was 27 years old when he answered the call to the tricolor of France. Always something of a cavalier, he looked dashing and irresistibly handsome in his new uniform. And Magda Fouloir, his lucky sweetheart, was proud of him. With their arms around each other's waist, they gaily tripped along the village streets to the station where the train was waiting to take Dennis to his regimental depot in nearby Amiens. On the station platform, Magda's courage weakened and her goodbye was one of mixed emotions.
Oh, come now, Magda. Look up at me and smile. Your Dennis is going to make you proud of him. When you walk down the street, everyone will say, see that girl? Well, she is the luckiest girl in France. She is engaged to Dennis Carroll, the great French hero. They are going to be married soon.
And you will come back soon. And we will be married?
Certainly, my darling. 6 months the war will be over. We will be married by Father Jean and have the biggest wedding ever held in Villa. We will have our little house and then a little Magda for me, a little Dennis for you, darling.
Oh, darling, I love you so. I am going to be so lonely without you. Please take good care of yourself. Never mind, be a big hero. I don't care about the medals. All I want is you, only you, to come back to me.
Oh, of course I'll come back, Magda. Don't you worry. Dennis Carroll bears a charmed life. Even my mother used to say that. Nothing can harm you. I'll be back and with medals, too. Mm-hmm. Medals to show to our little Dennis and Magda. So that when they grow up, they will be proud of their papa. Oh, go on, darling. It's time to go now. Be brave, little Magda. Don't cry, please. Remember always your Dennis loves you when he's coming back soon. Goodbye, my Magda.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Goodbye, darling.
Please take care of yourself.
I will, darling. I will kiss me again soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Did he have the news? Pierre Laplante is all money from the hospital, and he's telling everyone in the village about your Dennis.
My Dennis? My Dennis, yes.
Oh, what about my Dennis?
Has he been hurt? Wounded? Oh, my Dennis, tell me, tell me.
Not you silly goose. He's saving his face.
He is a hero.
Oh, thank heaven he's safe.
Safe? Go down to the assembly and talk to Pierre. He says your Dennis is going to get the Croix de Guerre for bravery.
Rescued an officer on the fire at the risk of his own life. All the regiment calls him a hero.
Imagine,
the Croix de Guerre. And for a martial force himself, they say.
Oh, my Dennis, my brave Dennis. Oh, thank heaven he's safe. Oh, please, darling. Keep him safe and bring him back to me. Tell me, oh, Heavenly Father. Please bring him. My Dennis, oh, he's safe and sound.
Who's there? Speak or I won't open. It's past midnight. Tell me who you are. What do you want?
Open the door, but you don't cry. Quick, lock it in and bolt the door again.
Oh, Dennis, my Dennis, your hand. see them sound or sight, Evelyn. Oh, my poor Dennis.
Darling, you must not let anyone know I'm here. I deserted, ran away from it all. I couldn't help it. I had to come.
Oh, my poor dear Dennis. Here, lie down in the tent and rest. I have some cognac here. That would help you. Yeah. Here, my dearest, drink it. It will give you a little strength.
Oh. Thank you, Martha. Now, while there is time, I must tell you everything before I end this time. Oh, if they find me, I will be taken back, court-martialed, and shot to death.
No, my darling. You are home. Here with me, as I've always wanted you to be. You will not go back. They shall never take you from me. I shall hide you. We will never be separated again.
Oh, my darling, it's so good to be here. Where there is quiet. To feel you alive beside me when a few days ago all was death and destruction. But listen, I must tell you my story.
Oh, forget it all, my love. Just my feeling right.
No, I must tell you. It's on my conscience. Oh. It had been in the line for months. I was still fighting all the time. Finally, the battalion decimated, weary, sleepless, and shell-shocked for relief.
Oh.
While we were on the march out to rest, orders were received, and we were rushed into the line again for the big push.
Oh, my goodness.
36 hours of trenches were a living hell on earth. Then comes the 0 hour. The air is heavy with the sense of death, and soon noisy with the sound of death.
Oh, dear.
The whistles blew. We advanced into a frightful inferno of death.
Oh,
the deadly crossfire of enemy machine guns fell upon us like an impenetrable rain.
Oh,
then came the enemy barrage. The shells screamed and fell, tearing great gaping holes in the line.
Oh, my darling.
Suddenly, there is a tremendous explosion. A landmine, I'm blown off my feet. Two bodies blown high in the air fall upon me, and then something in my mind snaps.
Oh, stop there, darling. Go and go mad with the fortress. Say no more. Rest. Keep quiet. Here, dear. Drink a little more.
No, I must go on. I must go on. I'll tell you the rest. There's not much more. When I recovered my senses, I was walking along the road. There were hundreds of stretcher cases, men with dying eyes, lolling heads, faces like masks of ashen gray parchment, corpses rotting in the rain beside the road. I ran, staggered on and on, days and nights, thousand mad thoughts crossing through my brain. Finally, I found my way here. But I can't go back or I'll go mad.
No, Dennis, my love. You won't ever go back. They can never take it from me. I'll hide you here. Oh, I have a key. In the far corner of the cellar, that I will make comfortable for you. I'll cook for you. Make you back to food. But always, you'll be here with me. Sorry about that.
And so with a cunning dose of love and desperation, Magda Fulwar hid her Dennis. She knew if his presence became known, he would die before a firing squad as a traitor. But customers came and went. She was a dressmaker. They came for their fittings and never suspected a thing. Gossip said Mademoiselle Fulwar seemed to need a great deal more to eat. But for the most part, nobody bothered her. Everybody felt sorry for the spinster whose soldier sweetheart didn't come back. Days and weeks dragged into years. The end of the war meant nothing. French military courts do not regard the passing of the years an exoneration of desertion. He spent 23 years in the bank cellar, and then one day the fateful Magda's visit stopped.
There is something wrong. For 2 days and nights, no Magda. Maybe she is here. But no, she could not be dead. Isabel. Nothing but death would keep her from me. I find out. I must end this suspense once and for all. Yes. Now I will cry out and accept help.
Help! Help! Open this front door. Help! Hello, up there in the street. Open the door, find me. Help me.
I'm near you. There is strange noises and sounds.
Nonsense, woman. Everybody knows the house is empty. Poor old Mademoiselle Magda passed away 2 days ago while she was just buried this morning.
That it is her ghost come back already.
Yeah, she talks like a donkey. There is no such thing as a ghost. But nevertheless, if there is something queer going on up at Mademoiselle Boulevard, we ought to investigate. Let's go up there. Ah, you were right, Madame Boulanger. There is somebody downstairs in the cellar. Jean, come, let us open up that trap door that leads to the cellar.
Open it yourself. I want none of it. Strange things happen in the house of the dead.
Yes, it talks like an old woman, John. Nevertheless, I'll open it without your help. Hello? Hello, down there. Come up, whoever you are. Show yourself.
Oh,
look at that face. The head. He died in the war. I was in his regiment. I know that face. It's his ghost come back looking for Mademoiselle Magda. Run! Run!
Come back. I am alive. Still alive. I do you. I do you. I am Dennis Carr. I am alive. I am hunting to keep my place up.
The strange apparition that came into view, blinking, hairy face, pinched cheeks, and a mass of dirty long white hair, the once proud Dennis Carroll, was taken to jail to await the disposition of his case. A prison term was decreed for him. He was condemned to live the few days he had left instead of being shot as a traitor. As before, his food is brought to him in a cell every day. The broken old man who played dead so many years hardly notices the difference. He has always been a prisoner to his fears. You have just heard The Road to Glory, which is a dramatization of a feature article entitled Hid 23 Years in a Cellar, which appears in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present The Crown of Coyopan. This week's front page drama, The Crown of Coyopan, is a dramatic preview of the opening installment of a thrilling new serial of love, adventure, and intrigue by the famous author H. Bedford Jones. This new serial, The Crown of Coyopan, begins in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world, and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The name of H. Bedford Jones has been magic to the listeners of these front page dramas, as well as to the many hundreds of thousands of readers who have each Sunday enjoyed his many fine stories published in the American Weekly. When you have heard this thrilling dramatic preview, we know you'll want to order your copy of next Sunday's American Weekly in advance from your local news dealer or carrier boy. so that you won't miss a single word of this thrilling tale of romantic adventure. But this is Dick Warren's tale. We're going to let him tell it.
There was a girl aboard the Pan-American Airways Clipper. Not even the burning thought of the jewels ahead, the glorious green jewels of the Incas, could keep her off my mind. She was golden-haired and slim, Spanish, of old Gothic blood. I saw her, but she didn't see me. She saw no one. She was that kind. I left the Clipper, the unknown girl in all civilization. For 5 days, I was on muleback, on mountain roads, far into the Andes to Coyotan. For 10 years, I'd planned this trip after the loot of the Incas, and my vision was now coming true. I was feverish about what lay ahead. Any man who dealt in jewels would have been feverish, since success meant possession of the most glorious emeralds on Earth, with an intrinsic value of millions.